welcome back to another episode of the America Fish Yeah Podcast. Today is something different. I have a friend of mine from California who I got the pleasure of meeting the other day for the first time in like 4 years. His name is Gabriel. I call him Gabe. So, anyway, sit back, enjoy, and we're going to talk about some antics, I'm pretty sure. So, without further ado, let me get him in here, and we'll say, hey, Gabe, hope y'all are ready. Let me introduce you to Gabe, good friend of mine here. I've known him for a few years, and I had the pleasure of meeting this guy for the first time about a month ago, maybe now. Anyway, how you doing, Gabe?
Good, man. How you doing?
Man, living the dream.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to talk about? The floor is yours.
But
you get to talk about anything you want to on here.
Well, let's talk about how we met, man. How about we start there?
That'll work. Yeah. Many, many moons ago, I used to ghost hunt, and there was an app that we used to all use called Zello. It's a walkie-talkie app. And I had a small group, I guess, that I used to ghost hunt with, and Gabe happened to come in there one day, and I didn't know Gabe from Adam, but I knew pretty soon that Gabe was good people, just because he always had a positive attitude, and he was in there religiously talking to us, and it wasn't long after he started coming in there that he became one of the moderators in the group, and the rest is now all history.
Yeah, man, it was about, what, 2017?
Something like that, yeah.
When I came in, your Ghost and Paranormal.
Yeah, which was a typo that nobody caught for like a year until Gabe noticed it.
Yeah. What did you say? It was a small phone, fat thumb complex.
Yeah, it was small phone, big, or a small phone, big thumb problems, yes. Because at the time, I had a iPhone 5S.
Yeah.
When I created that.
The little bitty ones.
Believe it or not, that phone got run over by a garbage truck and didn't break.
Wow, that's pretty crazy, man. I guess it was built then.
Well, I had it in an OtterBox case. But I didn't think an OtterBox case would withstand a fully loaded garbage truck, but it did.
Well, that's pretty good.
I thought it would at least like crack the screen or something, but nope. And nothing happened to the phone that I know of.
Yeah, that's really good, man. I mean, that just tells you the quality of certain products.
Mm-hmm. If you're listening to OtterBox, you have amazing products, just to let you know. Also, I had an iPhone 8, I think, that got run over by a garbage truck and didn't break.
An iPhone 8?
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I was it like, this was unintentional, right?
Yeah. No, the first time I dropped it when the truck was backing up a hill, trying to take a selfie. And it fell out of my hand and got run over. The second time I was in a parking lot. I climbed in a garbage truck to get a ride somewhere, and it just fell out of my pocket and it got run over.
Oh, man.
I don't have good luck with stuff. And I know why he's laughing so hard. he's laughing so hard because during one of our Zello conversations, I don't remember who all was in the room with us, but I had went and got me some Little Caesars pizza and some beer and trying to talk on Zello at the same time. And get back to my apartment that I'm living in at the time and had the phone, the pizza, and the beer all in my hand, and I was trying to balance the beer on or the pizza on top of the beer. Well, I'm not really good at balancing. Pizza fell. When it fell topside down, I lost it. I lost it. I said some things I didn't know I could say. And apparently he's never heard me cuss like that before. And he just thought it was the funniest thing ever. So did everybody else.
Oh, man, you were livid at that time.
Well, yeah. I just wanted to prepare a good pizza.
But you still had the phone in your hand.
I did. Didn't drop the phone that time.
Oh, man. That's one of those times in life where you got to make a decision. Should I drop the phone or should I drop
the phone? Or food? Phone or food?
Yeah, I remember he said some very choice words that time.
For quite a while. The whole time that I went and got me another one. And then I came back to the same choice words. And I was mad. Because dinner that night cost me $10 instead of $5.
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure you made a lot of aunts in your neighborhood happy that time.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Maybe a few squirrels and some birds.
Uh-huh. We had some fun in that group, didn't we?
Yeah, that was a fun time, man. That was a really...
And then stuff just kind of went south about a year or so after that. And we kind of broke the group up ourselves just over a stupid disagreement, I think. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But we do all keep in contact with each other still.
Yeah, I keep in touch with you, with Mandy, with Ebony.
I keep up with Philly sometimes. He's actually supposed to come stay with me, I think, the first or the second, the third, or the fourth of this year or next year.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be good, man.
But like, I think what was really cool about the group is like how everyone played a key role in the ghost hunting group, the ghost hunters group. Everyone had a key role in there.
Yeah, we did have our. It was nice, you know, because I know before you found out that I was a sound guy, it was like I was just in there moderating because, you know, you and the other mods and admins talked about it and came to me and said, well, you know, we think that you're a good guy. We think you'd be a good fit for this to be a moderator. And I was like, I was really flattered that everybody felt that way about me because I just like going in there and having a good time with you guys.
And I'll never forget me trying to train you how to be a moderator because I had to come in under like a fake account that I created and like trying to explain to you what to do under this fake account while I'm not trusted in the room. And then Philly comes in there and he goes, "What the hell was going on?" I tried to train him and he goes, "Oh." Because all I know is that my box was blowing up going crazy, and I was like, what is he doing?
Oh, man. Good old Dark Wolf.
Yeah, we like messing with him a lot.
Yeah. But, yeah, I really enjoyed that period because I did meet, you know, you, and I met a lot of good people in there, and that – the ones that I was supposed to keep in touch with, I do, and I'm really, you know, grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. And we had those snake in the gardens that we didn't know about until later. Thank goodness we found out when we did.
Yeah. Yeah, but like you said, I mean, it was unfortunate at the time, the falling out and that basically the entire channel just went, belly up because of a disappointment. So, but it was some good times. I mean, I really like when you would go out on your investigations, that was really good, being a part of that and helping you guys out, like, oh,
And hearing me get scared crapless sometimes.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it though because when you tell me, hey, I need you to, work on this audio, I had a good time with it because I really enjoyed doing stuff like that anyway. And when I was able to help you, I think you were at a graveyard when you
Yeah.
caught the audio and you sent it to me, you sent me the exact part of the video. Or you told me the time frame is like just focus on this time frame, and I did
Yeah.
that. It was I think I still have it on my laptop. I have it saved.
Oh my goodness, that is crazy. Because
Yeah.
it says, oh man, oh man, oh. Oh, we've been expecting you. Yeah, you have. I'm gonna go now. Goodbye. Yeah, that was the slave cemetery here in Huntsville that I went to.
Okay. Yeah, and
As
then
I was gonna say, as you're looking it up, I was gonna be like, oh my God, that freaks me out just a little bit now.
well, you some of your other investigations, like you would even when you were doing security and you did some investigations at the hotel, that was pretty crazy.
Actually catching stuff, yes.
I think even when you were building the house you live in now, I remember when you would send pictures. The house that was hadn't even been finished yet, pretty much framing.
Yeah.
And you were going there to do investigations and you would catch orbs and stuff and pictures. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. Like,
I really haven't told many people this, but I've had things happen here since I moved in that I can't explain. Just a few things that I can remember. I've had one picture in my bedroom fall off the wall like twice, like for no reason. Nobody was near it, nobody touched it, and it just fell off the wall twice. I put it back up, and it's been there since. I've heard not really footsteps, but it sounded like somebody sliding their feet. I guess you just say across my floor. Sounds like somebody, like an old person walking, sliding their feet.
right.
I've heard soft, soft voices in my living room at night before. It sounds like an old couple, talking, not really saying anything, but kind of just like a kind of noise, just soft enough for you to hear talking and not know what it is. I've heard what sounded like a knife on a knife board in my kitchen, and went and looked, and there was a knife on my knife board that I left out, but I don't know if it moved or not, but it sounded like the knife was cutting on the knife board. And then the weirdest thing to date, the weirdest thing was one night about 3 o'clock in the morning here, my smoke alarms went off because they're all connected. So my smoke alarm went off and I jumped up, looked around. There was no smoke, there's no fire, there was no nothing. So I was like, okay, cool. So I get the alarms off. I go back to sleep. 30 minutes later, not even 30 minutes later, as I'm just getting ready to doze off, they go off again. So I'm like, okay. So I get up again, look around, nothing. Manage to get them off. All right. So I lay back down. Right as I'm about to doze off, it does it again. This went on for about 4 or 5 times. And so finally, I just said, stop. stop. I yelled as loud as I could for it to stop. And it never went off again. And then there was one night I was laying here and I heard it sounded like cardboard falling, like a cardboard box sliding and falling. It was pretty loud. So I got up and looked around. I was like, where the heck is a cardboard box? Never saw one. And also, not too long ago, I walked in the house, from going somewhere, I walked in the house and it sounded like a wheelbarrow was being, dragged across or pushed across my attic.
That's weird.
Nothing crazy, just a few odd things. I talked to Dark Wolf about it, and he goes, "You know what it is." I was like, I know what it is, but I don't want to know what it is."
Yeah, because I think you told me back when you were building the house, I think you told me like the history of the property and people that lived there before, what, you know, and I kind of vaguely remember what it was about, but I know that, you know, obviously there's some activity going on that property.
Yeah, the man who built this, the old house, I think he died on the property, if I'm not mistaken. And then the lady that lived in the house up to a week before I bought it, she just recently passed away within the last year or so. But she was up here a week before I bought the house. And the guy was a hoarder. So the guy has had all kinds of stuff in the greenhouse behind the house that fell in on itself. That was fun to clean out. Absolutely hated that. But who knows what was attached to anything in there, because there was mountains of stuff in there.
Yeah. Yeah, because you said it appeared the guy was a hoarder, because I remember you showing me all those mason jars and all kinds of stuff that you saved. And so, but yeah, you never know what, you never know what people are, you know, what stuff they have in there, what kind of energy that stuff contains. And so, you know, sometimes you got to be careful with that.
I don't know how true it is, but somebody told me that there were some old cars buried on my property too.
That would be wild to discover that. I mean,
yeah, I mean, they're probably like well on their way to turning back into just mineral metal, but I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
well, that's pretty wild to know that you've actually had some activity there since the house has been built, you know, and, you know, Dark Wolf, you know, I think all three of us know. I mean, those of us that are in the know, we know kind of what's going on there. So,
and then my ex-girlfriend, she's heard the voices too, because like we were laying in bed one night getting ready to go to sleep, and like I heard them. And I just started listening. I lift my head up, and she goes, "What's wrong?" And I'm like, "Do you hear that?" And she goes, "Hear what?" I said, "Just listen." And she goes, "Yeah, it sounds like voices right outside." And I was like, "Okay, it's not just me." She heard it.
And you went right to sleep.
Pretty much. I've gotten so used to it now. I've gotten so used to like hearing something every once in a blue moon that it really doesn't bother me anymore. It doesn't faze me. I'm not like, "Oh my God, my house is haunted." No, I'm just like, "Oh, okay." I'm not the only one hearing it, so it is something. We've caught orbs on our camera a couple times, like really, really big ones.
Wow, that's crazy.
I haven't seen him in quite a while, but when I had my dog, or when we first got our dog, we had her in the kennel in the living room. Do you remember where my table is? It has that puzzle I'm working on.
Yeah.
Okay. Right there used to be my dog's kennel. And like the first couple of, or the first night that we had her, we had her in there and she was going crazy because she didn't like to be alone and she was just barking and yelping and whining. She didn't quit. So we turned on the camera just to look at her, and on the camera you could actually see orbs flying in the living room, and I was like, what the world? I was like, I haven't seen good orbs like that in a while. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, animals are pretty good at picking that stuff up.
Every now and then, my dog would catch something. Because I would watch her. And every now and then, she'd follow something that wasn't there that I couldn't see. But it wasn't super often, and nothing ever seemed to mess with her. I might get me another dog. I miss having a dog here.
Yeah. No, I that was funny when we were there visiting you, and you were telling me how the dog used to sit on the window ledge. And,
yeah, like a dang cat.
But you're saying it could it was because it was like a pit bull, it could barely fit on the window ledge.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what are you doing, dog? What are you doing? Are you trying to, like, become a cat? Because you saw that window seal. It was what, like, 4 inches wide?
Yeah.
You should climb up on the recliner and then try to go lay on the window seal that's 4 inches wide. And I'm just like, that ain't going to work, girl. That just ain't going to work.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, that dog was so stupid, she was smart. Like, my neighbors have like 4 dogs down the road. They got a bigger dog, they got 3 smaller dogs. Well, the bigger dog's name's Reese. And my dog Josie used to hang out with Reese a lot, and they'd play together and have fun together and whatnot. Well, Reese comes down to my house every once in a blue moon when they let him out. He'll come down and check out my house and kind of wander around down toward my house and then go back home after a little bit. Well, I'm sitting there playing a video game on my Xbox, and next thing I know, I saw Reese run by the front door or by the front yard. I had the windows open, or the blinds open, not the windows. But Reese ran right by my front porch, and my dog saw him, and she tried to bolt out the glass window, and she hit. And I was like, "What are you doing? There's a window there." And she kind of looks at me like, "Why can't I go through the window, Dad?" And I was like, "There's a window there. You can't go through it." Yeah.
Oh, man.
There was moments that dog, I was just like, are you sure that you're a smart dog? Because you're acting pretty dumb right now.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. Like,
oh, yeah. Good thing.
And then didn't you say when your dog had seen the neighbor's dog, it was like bolting towards the door, and you're like, I'm not letting you out.
Yeah, that was the same time. That was the same instant. She tried to bust through the front door, or through the window, and then she runs to the front door and then looks back at me and then runs back to the window and then runs to the front door, and I'm like, no, we're not going outside right now. No.
Oh. Yeah, you know she was probably going crazy just running back and forth.
Well, no, like, once I said no, we're not going outside, she pouted. And she went to her pen and laid down and just looked at me. She was mad. And I was like, be mad all you want. We're not going outside.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I talked to her like a kid.
Yeah, what? You wanted to get a new dog. What kind of dog you want to get?
Oh, my favorite dog is a Cocker Spaniel, but I don't think I'll be able to afford one of those anytime soon.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I might go to the pound to get, or to the animal shelter again and get another one, but I'm getting a fence before I do that. Because I've got a fence out here, and I don't want to put another dog on the lead out back, because that's not fair to a dog to be out on a lead in a certain spot all day or all night.
Right.
That's the reason I got rid of my dog, is because when my ex-girlfriend left me, I was like, man, not fair for my dog to be outside when I'm at work all night. I was like, winter's coming up. I was like, my hip's not great. And I was like, this is not fair for this dog. So I rehomed her.
Yeah.
But eventually, yeah. I'll get a fence out here and a nice dog house, and I'll be able to have another dog.
Yeah, that'll be good. I mean, well, Cocker Spaniel, I mean, I heard those are wild dogs if you don't, you know, train them. Like,
I had one that got kind of wild. His name was Doc. He named himself. you ever heard of a dog naming himself?
No.
Yeah. So see, with that one, he was a party mix, and he was like black and white, and he had this little wild tuft on top of his head that my ex-wife and I thought was the cutest thing. And this was up in New York whenever I had just got married, and my ex-wife was living with me. And so I was like, let's go get a dog for the house. And she's like, okay, cool. So we went to the animals, or to the pet store in the mall. I don't even know if they have those anymore. I kind of miss those. Anyway, went to the pet store, looked at like four or five little dogs. And then there was this little Cocker Spaniel puppy. And I love Cocker Spaniels. And she's like, I don't know. And then we got to look at a couple other dogs, and then got the Cocker Spaniel again. And that dog put his head up on her shoulder, and the look that she gave me, I was like, we're buying this dog, aren't we? And she's like, uh-huh. And I was like, okay. So we bought a dog, and on the way home, we couldn't think of a name. So when we got back to the apartment, we're sitting there, and we're like, what's his name going to be? So Mac's wife loved Disney. So she starts naming off Disney characters, and didn't even face them. And then she goes, how about one of the seven doors? And so I'm like, you know, like I was joking around, and I'm sitting there like naming off every name that I could think of that was not a dwarf. And she goes, no, seriously. And then she goes, Doc. And he looked at her, and I was like, did you see that? And she goes, no, what? So I named off a couple other seven doors, and then I said, Doc. And he looked at me, and I said, that dog's reacting to the name Doc. And she goes, no, she's not. I know he's not. I was like, yeah, he is. And then she said, Doc, and he looked at her, and I said, well, I guess his name is Doc. Named himself.
Hmm.
But we still did. What?
Maybe the former owner at one time had used the same name, and the dog remembered.
Well, I don't know. But I just thought it was kind of cool the dog named himself. I missed that little rut.
Yeah. How was it having a Cocker Spaniel? Like, because I've heard stories that they're wild. They're diggers. They like to dig holes.
Well, not really. I've had three or four. over my lifetime, most of them are really, really good and calm, and they're good family dogs. Most people don't know that they're actually good guard dogs, because they will get attached to a family, especially like kids. They are really protective over kids. And if somebody comes up who the dog doesn't know, they could not really be aggressive, but they could definitely let you know someone's there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Let's see. We had Lady, who was a cocker. We had Katie. That was the very first one that ever had Katie. And then, let's see, what was after Katie? We had one named Baby that my brother named. And then there's another one I can't remember. We've had two or three cockers over the years that I remember.
Okay. And then there was Doc.
Yeah, then there was Doc.
And then your recent dog, the pit bull, what was her name?
Josie. Yeah, she was a pit mix. I'm not sure what she was mixed with, but I think she was part pit, part lab.
who thought she was a cat?
Yeah. Yeah, that, there was things that she did that I was just like, this dog is part cat. Like, what in the world is this dog doing? These genetics are not of a pit bull.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
It was small things that she did that, like, if you saw her do certain things, you'd be like, is this dog cleaning itself like a cat? Like, really? Is this dog going to start hacking up hairballs for no reason?
Oh, man. That would have been funny. Oh, man.
Instead of barking, just like a loud, loud meow come out of this cat or dog.
Yeah. Or she wouldn't drink anything but milk.
Oh, yeah. No, she loved ice. That was one thing that dog loved.
Ice? Wow. Mm-hmm.
I found that out one day by accident, because I got some water and some ice fell. And I kind of kicked the ice to her, and she just started laughing or started eating it up like it was candy. And I was like, what the world? So about once a week, I'd get me a full thing or a full cup of ice. I'd put it in her dog bowl, in her drinking bowl, and she'd go eat it.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, this dog likes ice. Okay. She thought it was a treat, a toy. Speaking of toys, normally Josie destroyed anything that we bought her. Like, toy-wise, she'd absolutely destroy it. There was like one toy that we got her that she treated like a puppy, and she wouldn't destroy it. And I was like, that's just weird. I don't remember what it was either. But she did just have puppies right before we got her.
Strange.
Mm-hmm. Animals are interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So then, now we're going to fast forward to when you came here, dude. That was a fun night.
Yeah, man. That was quite the trip. I mean, you know, getting there was, you know, I don't even know if I had given you a certain time that we would get there. I just remember telling you,
Yeah, because you called me and you were like, oh, we'll be there about 6. I was like, cool. I'll get Mandy and Sam to come over ended up bringing the boyfriend of her daughters and her daughters, and I was like, oh, okay, so now I've got a helpful. All right. And then as soon as they get up, Hogan, we'll pay you $50 if we can get some toilet paper from you and borrow your truck. Okay. That's how it is here. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason for anything that goes on here, but I was like, okay, there's the toilet paper.
Yeah, that was a fun time. I mean, just the road trip going down there, because we had stopped in Nashville.
Yeah.
I had never been on that part of the, you know, the part of the States.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, it's on the way. Why don't we stop for a little bit? And we went to the Grand Ole Opry, took some pictures, my girlfriend and I. And then we went to, where else did we go to? We were going through downtown, and we actually, not even intentionally, we just were driving and came across the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum.
Oh, wow.
Downtown Nashville. So we stopped off and took some pictures there, and we it took a while to find the Grand Ole Opry, because I was, you know, using the GPS and like, where is this? You know, it's taking us by a shopping mall. I'm like, it can't be over here. This just doesn't look right, you know. Like,
yeah.
But anybody who's from Nashville, you know, like when you do get there, like that is the Grand Ole Opry. It's just kind of a weird location for it, like right next to a shopping mall.
Huh.
Yeah, so we found it, took some pictures there. Right out front, like before you get to the main entrance of the concert hall, they have some big acoustic guitar, electric guitar. You can take pictures by it. So
I've never actually been there. I'm going to have to go there now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. You'll enjoy it. You can take pictures there, and like, there was another couple there that walked up, and they asked if we could take their picture, and then they did the same for us. So,
well, that's awesome.
Yeah, we stood by the acoustic guitar, like, you know, then like when you're standing in front of the acoustic guitar, over to the left is the electric guitar where you can take pictures, and then we took pictures of the entrance of the, you know, the Opry House. So, but it's just getting there is a little confusing. But once you find it, it's like, okay, you know, that is kind of a strange place to, you know, it's kind of like, you know, hidden in the back of the shopping mall. And you're like, there's no way it could be over here. It's like, but okay. Yeah.
It looks like it's in the Ritz part of town. But when you show up, it's like, hey, we're right next to the Dollar General.
Yeah, so I mean, that was a good time, and then we didn't want to stay there too long, because we, you know, we still had about 2 hours and some change to get to your place. And
yeah,
by the time we got to your area, like, oh, we're just driving. I'm just following the navigation, and we're going down one of the main roads. And I'm telling my girlfriend, look, you know, she's like, you know, I asked her, you know what those are? So yeah, those are cotton fields. I'm like, that was crazy. I was like, I never seen cotton fields before. I was like.
So how different was it coming into my neck of the woods?
Oh, it was pretty different, you know. Just like I said, I'd never seen, you know, cotton fields. I mean, you see them in the movies and TV shows, but it's like seeing, like driving by them, and it's like pulling over and you can walk like 10 steps and you're in a cotton field. Uh-huh. That was pretty wild. I mean, it's different from where I come from in California. So.
And then the massive cornfield behind my house, just out of the blue for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty neat, though. I mean, it was already dark when we got to your place, so we, you know, I could imagine how it looks during the day, you know, just seeing the field, you know, so, and then, it's a lot different. I think Alabama is more spread out than, you know, here in California. You know what I mean, because you lived out here. You know how it seems like everything over here is just compressed, like, you know. Like almost overlapping each other. So,
well, yeah, I mean, because like here in Alabama, you know, well, I mean, you're right to a point. There are a lot of things that are spread out. But you go to some of these bigger cities, like Birmingham and Montgomery and a handful of others, and it's kind of almost just like California. Everything's right on top of each other. But you start getting out kind of where I live, out in the county areas,
everything's right.
kind of further apart, which I love. I love the fact that it takes me about 30 minutes to get to work and about 20 minutes to get to a Walmart, because I don't like being right up on stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was pretty neat, you know, and just the whole experience of being out there and, you know, and that 4 days I was out there on vacation, I mean, I went to four different states, which is, you know, that it wasn't planned that way. I was just like, well, you know, from Kentucky, you know, from Louisville to Cincinnati, it's only an hour and a half drive. I'm like, are you kidding me? That close?
Yeah.
And I just told my girlfriend, I think that was on Monday. No, not Monday. When it must have been Sunday. Sunday night, we just sporadically went to Cincinnati. And I said, well, let's go find the fountain that's in WKRP, the intro.
Yeah.
To that TV show. And we found it. And it was a little cold and windy that night. But, you know, we both, you know. Well, my girlfriend, I got to give her a lot of credit. I mean, she was willing to go. I mean,
she I think seems the wind... nice. I like her, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, she's definitely a keeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had a good time. I mean, just because it was random. It wasn't planned. And I like doing stuff like that. Like, I like planning trips, but when I'm there, it's like I don't have an itinerary. I just kind of do things random or, you know, spontaneous and sporadic. So I'm glad I was able to cover that much ground in 4 days. You know, I was like,
yeah,
it wasn't just, oh, me going to Kentucky and that's it. No, I went to Kentucky, Ohio, Alabama, Tennessee.
Oh, I'm like, freaking Bama.
So, I mean, it was a really good vacation. And then once I got back, like the next day after coming back from Kentucky, my son and I drove out to Arizona to spend the Thanksgiving with my family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we left Thanksgiving Day. We missed the festivities, whatever, the dinner, but, you know, just the 3 days that we were there, it was nice. It was just, you know, all in all, it was a nice vacation. It's been a long time since I had a vacation like that. So,
well, I do have to say that whenever you and Mandy and all of them were here, that's the most people I've had in my house at one time. And my house surprisingly accommodated everybody.
Yeah, it did.
Little 700 square foot house, or almost 800 square foot house, accommodated like, what, 8-9 people comfortably?
Yeah, there was, let's see, Mandy was there with her two daughters.
And then her boyfriend.
Sam. And then that was about eight of us, nine. Yeah.
And I was like, pizza time. So then went and got some Domino's. I should have got three pizzas.
Yeah, that pizza went quick. I was just like...
I thought two large pizzas would be enough. But then I was like, no, I guess I should have got a third. I didn't know that.
Yeah. but it was a good time. I had a good time then, you know, watching that one of the classic movies. One of my favorite classic movies, you know.
Yeah, because I got up a couple of times and Sam's like, what's wrong with your hip, buddy? And I was like, I got a new one not too long ago. He goes, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I think Sam was in his own world after a while.
He put himself in his own world, dude. Dude, yeah.
I was like, as soon as he sat down next to me on the couch, I'm like, yeah, I know what's up.
And then I looked at him. I was like, you all right, Sam? Yeah, I'm just watching the movie. Okay. Right.
Oh, yeah, but I was a little bummed because he left early. I wanted to get a picture with him, but he's like, I don't know, I guess, you know, Sam is Sam. He just comes and goes as he wants.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Sam is quite unique.
There's
not many other Sams out there that I know of.
Yeah, but I just, when I saw him in person, it was a little bit different than what I kind of had envisioned him based on the pictures that I would see of Sam. It just, you know, and then like you said that you thought I was taller. I was like, no.
Like when I first saw you, I was like, dude, I thought you was taller.
No, I've been this height for quite some time now.
Am I any different in person than what you thought, and like anything else?
Or am I? No, I mean, other than the height, I mean, you probably told me how tall you were when we first, but I was that kind of like, wow, I think you're about, what, 6 foot?
5'11".
Yeah. And Sam is almost as that kind
I
of like.
He's actually taller than me. I think he's actually like 6'1".
Yeah, so that kind of threw me for a loop, but
I think that whole first time meeting kind of threw us all for a loop because I was like, I thought you were taller, and you're like, you're taller than I thought.
Yeah, but it was good times. I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Oh yeah, definitely. Next time I'll try to come out there because I don't know if you've listened to my previous podcast, but my buddy Pat, he actually lives in Texas. So if I come out to California, I'm going to stop by in Texas and see Pat, then come see you, and then the Oracle lives in Texas too, so I may try to see her.
Yeah, there you go.
Make it a trifecta.
Yeah. That seems like Texas, that's like, because I know people, like, I have family in Texas, you know, I know the Oracle lives there, and I know other people I've met that live in Texas, so it's just...
And for those of you right now, the Oracle is a friend of ours, her name's Ebony, and she has the voice of the Oracle, she's very soothing, and she sounds just like the lady from The Matrix, so we just refer to her as the Oracle.
Yeah. Speaking of, man, I'm looking forward to the new one. I'm actually going to go watch it.
There's another Matrix?
Yeah, they're coming out with I guess it's the fourth one.
Good night. How old is Neo now? Like 80?
Well, you know, Neo's, since he's the chosen one, he doesn't age.
Yeah, apparently not. Yeah, I mean, like, kind of like Fast and Furious. Coming to the fall,
'99.
Well, let's see, 99 would be, coming soon this fall, Fast and Furious 99, the old folks vision. Got their scooters all hopped up.
Oh man,
yeah. Just got new battery now. I'm going from 0 to 60 in like 2.4 seconds. I beat that. I got the Tesla. Ooh, you got the Tesla scooter.
You're gonna have rechargeable batteries on the walker?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You got charging ports for the walker and the cane with the horn.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they could top the last one they did, because apparently the last one they went to space. So,
I think you were the one telling me, because I was planning to go see that in the theater, but it never happened. So, I'll just have to catch it on Netflix or something.
I kind of lost interest after like the third or fourth one. Yeah, I think I saw the first three and I was like, okay, I'm good. And then it seemed like every time you turn around, there's a new one.
Yeah, there's quite a bit. I think, I don't even know what the last one is. 9, 10? I don't even know.
I think it's 7. I think there's 7 of them total.
Well, however many there are. I think the last one was 9.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. I've lost count.
Yeah.
You know what's really crazy about out here right now? It just made me think of this. Remember whenever you came, it was like kind of cold at night?
Yeah.
It's warm today. Today it was 60 degrees, and it's probably like 50 degrees out here right now still.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Alabama's got that weird weather, bro. Like, really weird.
seems like that whole like my girlfriend's always telling me, yeah, one day it's raining, like raining cats and dogs, the next day it's hot as, you know, hot as a
Yeah.
sauna. So I'm like, we just had rain here yesterday. It rained all day, and now it was cold today, actually.
Yeah, Alabama has some really weird weather. I mean, here it is a few days before Christmas, and it was like 70 degrees 2 days ago. And then it's supposed to be like in the 50s and the 60s this week. And then we'll wake up next week, and it'll be like 40s and 30s. And then we'll wake up the next week, and it'll be in the 20s and 30s. And then wake up the next week, and it's back up in the 60s and 70s. Just the weather down here is absolutely ridiculous. But I like it because it's so unpredictable.
Yeah. But do you guys have like tornadoes and
Oh yeah.
stuff over there?
Up where Mandy lives, because Mandy lives up near a town called Hazel Green. Y'all probably drove through it coming down here. Did y'all come down 431 through like Fayetteville, Tennessee and all? Or did y'all come down the interstate?
Probably the interstate.
Okay. Well, up near Fayetteville where she lives, that's Alabama's Tornado Alley. Back in like 2011, they had multiple tornadoes up there that did a lot of damage. Around fall is whenever we get ours. We get a lot of tornadoes down here.
Yeah, speaking of, I know that Kentucky just had a flurry of them, and I hope anybody listening in the Kentucky area, I hope everybody over there is okay, you know, because I know my girlfriend sent me a message. I was already asleep when I woke up the next morning. I was listening to the message, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I didn't hear anything about no tornadoes. And my friend in New York messaged me, and she's like, is your girlfriend okay? Because I heard about the tornadoes in Kentucky. And I was like, yeah, she's fine. But I guess it hit, you know, outside of Louisville, like some of the other cities in Kentucky.
Luckily I've not lived in any tornado parts of town, but the where I live, I am southeast of Huntsville, and every now and then Huntsville will get some really, really bad weather. I don't really see as much of it, but if it comes up from the south through like Coleman and Good Hope and a couple other areas down there, down near Gunnersville and stuff. If we get bad weather down there, I'll get it. But I haven't had too bad a weather yet since I've lived here. I've had some questionable days, but my house is built so well that I think my dad said it could probably withstand like an EF1 tornado if it came through. But I don't want to test it out.
Right. Yeah, and well, I like what you were showing me, like how the foundation of your house is, you know, I think you said it was like 3 or 4 feet off the ground.
It's about 3 feet off the ground. And my dad just kind of pushed the dirt up around it to slope all the water around. I'm glad he did that, because here about 3 4 months ago, something like that, we had a really bad storm come through, and the half acre to the left side of the house, if you're standing on the front porch, that whole half acre was underwater, and it was almost over the road, and there was nothing near my house, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, do you want to hear something crazy?
What?
Guess what New Hope used to be called?
What's that?
Take a wild guess. It has to do with a water city, not Atlantis.
I guess I would have the word flood in it.
No, Venice.
Venice.
Yeah, way back a long time ago, my neighbor was telling me that New Hope used to be called Venice.
That's pretty wild, Venice, Alabama. Oh.
Yeah, like I didn't know that. I was like, that's pretty cool. I just learned something new today.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's really good. I mean, like the fact that your house is, protected from flooding. Because when we were outside and you were showing me your neighbor's, field and whatever, and I was like, you were saying that it got flooded over here and over there, and I was just like, well, that's a good thing because you don't have to worry about water ever coming in the house,
Right. And
unless.
unless we have another like Noah flood.
Yeah, it'll be a while. Like if it goes up higher than the foundation of your house, then you're in trouble. But
Yeah, because by that point I'll be gone. I mean, like if water starts flooding that bad, I don't know where I'm gonna go, but I won't be here.
right.
Plus my truck's high enough off the ground that I can drive through at least 2 feet of water. But I wouldn't want to because that's how you drown because it only takes, I think, 6 inches of water to move a vehicle.
Right. Yeah. Well, hopefully you won't get too much flooding out there. It doesn't.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Yeah.
Because I've got too much time left here. I've got at least 15 years until I retire. So I plan on being here another 15 years at least.
Yeah, you can't go floating away on me, man. We definitely gotta hang out again,
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
maybe go with Mandy's daughters, or I'll go with them to, the little shenanigans that they were involved in when I was there.
Yeah, because like I saw the look on you and your girlfriend's face whenever they were like, we're gonna go roll somebody's hat. I was like, y'all need paper paper. And then I was like, this is a normal occurrence in my house. This is normal. There's lots of stuff that just goes on for no reason here.
Yeah. Well, I think my girlfriend was like, I can't believe you're encouraging them. I was like, yeah, you get the brown eggs, they break easier.
Exactly.
Wouldn't mind doing that. I wouldn't, I haven't done that since high school, so yeah.
We've had a lot of fun over the years. I'm glad we got to meet in person for the first time. Maybe
Yeah.
hopefully it won't be 4 more years before we meet again because, oh man.
Oh no. I'm planning to go back over there sometime next year. I mean,
Well, next time I'll drive up to Kentucky.
okay. Sounds good.
I should have some leave built up from work, so I should be able to come visit you guys up there. Maybe I can bring Dark Wolf with me this time.
There you go. Yeah, it'll be fun, I mean, going back and just, when I was there, like, okay, when I was actually driving to your house, I'm like I'll just be driving, I'm thinking, okay, I'm driving through, I'm seeing the cotton fields, I'm seeing storefronts and
Yeah.
little neighborhoods. I'm thinking, has any movies ever been filmed over here?
See, like you know as well as I do, the properties that are across the street from me, dude, those would be perfect horror movie settings.
Yeah.
In the giant cornfield behind my house, dude, like if Hollywood ever wanted to film like a ridiculously awesome horror movie, all they'd have to do is come to my house or this area and just be like, oh, this is a good one right here.
Yep. Yeah, exactly, 'cause that's what we did, I think when we were in Cincinnati. I started thinking, well, what movies have been filmed out here? Like, I forget if we were in Cincinnati where we were at. And
Oh,
so I started looking.
there's been a bunch of them up there.
Yeah, I started looking it up and I found one where I was like, okay, because we were driving. Was it Cincinnati?
Well,
It had to have been Cincinnati, because I remember we're driving around, we're going through downtown, and they have bridges over there that go over the river. And so I'm coming, like, I actually did a deja vu. I went came down the same neighborhood I already went through the first time.
yeah.
So I'm going and I'm like, I look over to my right as I'm driving. I'm like, how do I get to that bridge?
Yeah.
And I'm going, I'm like, well, look down the street, like the side streets, see if you find an entrance, because I'll go over that bridge if we can do it. But I ended up going back downtown, like where the high rise buildings are at, and finally got out of there, and we're just going through this neighborhood. I'm okay. So I started looking up like what movies have been filmed out here, and like it just so happened the way I was going, there was a movie, one of the houses in that area that I was in
Yeah.
is an actual movie. So I went to that street where the house was, and I'm like, I don't recognize this house. I don't even know if I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
So we just drove by it, and then as I'm driving, like in that little neighborhood, they have like those little book drops. I don't know if you've seen those. It looks like a little birdhouse, but they
Yeah.
have books in them. So I saw that book drop, and so as I turned around, I stopped in front of the book just to see what kind of books were in there, and it was pretty cold. My girl got back in the car. She's all, this is too cold. You can look at the books on your own. I was like, all right. But I didn't see anything interesting. So I was like, ah. And then we drove by that house again that's in that one movie. But I'm like, I don't remember that movie.
Yeah, I've seen you before. I just don't know where. I know you from somewhere.
Yeah. So, and it was cold. It was dark. And people were probably freaking out. Like, that car's drove by like three times already. Like,
See, like the thing I like about living out here is like you saw where my bonfire pit is, right?
yeah.
The thing I like living out here is like during the summertime, I will sit out here. And I would just lay in the bed of my truck, and I would just look at the stars because there's no city light contamination, and you can see all kinds of stars out here.
Nice.
I want to get me a telescope so I can start looking for like planets and stuff like that.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm definitely looking forward to going back.
Well, we've been talking for about an hour. Can you believe it?
I know that's crazy.
It is.
Yeah,
So
but I mean that's how it is with you and I, man. It just
yes.
we get to talking, we lose track of time, and it's like that's why it was so fun. Like when we started this podcast, we talked about how we met and
Yeah.
our days during Zello, and that's how it was. I mean,
Hours and hours just sitting there talking with each other.
yeah, and the beautiful thing about that app is people would come in and we had our
Our trolls.
yeah no we had our yeah with the trolls, but we had our little group, the regulars that would come in. We knew who they were.
Where they were from.
Yeah, we had to deal with the trolls, and then
I don't know how I kept up with so many people. I looking back, I really don't know how I kept up with so many people from so many places.
yeah.
Because I tried to remember where everybody was from.
That's always hard, but I think it was just the channel you ran, because the topic that you were involved in, it's like a lot of people, are interested in it,
Yeah.
and other people that have always been curious about it, they come to our channel, and then especially during the investigations, we're like, and then we got people come in and say, well, how is this group different from what we see on TV? Like,
Well,
the ghost hunters on TV,
this is 100% interactive. That's how
Yeah.
it's different.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think with ours, it's like, yeah, we're commercial free. We don't have sponsorships. So,
Welcome
yeah.
to the Ghost Hunters group, where we have no commercials. Although sometimes you wish we had some.
Yeah. And it was good, because even if we weren't talking on the particular subject of
Yeah.
ghost hunting or the like, it's like You know, just like you and I are talking right now, we'd have conversation like that. And, you know, when people came in asking questions, then we kind of switch modes and we start
Did you
letting
ever
them
get
know what
to
we
talk to
do.
Eddie?
Eddie, Chef Eddie?
Yeah, you remember Chef Eddie?
Yeah. In the beginning, yeah, when I first was in there, I maybe twice
Yeah.
I'd seen him in there, and then he just
Disappeared for a
disappeared.
while.
Yeah.
Because I remember one day, one of the girls that I was dating at the time, Brandy. Do you remember Brandy?
Randy, I don't even know, man.
Well, one of the girls that I was dating, Brandy, me and her were in the channel. No one else was in there. Me and her were just going back and forth talking about random stuff. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Eddie got a button. He goes, finally, I got a button. Holy crap, you guys are fast. I lost it. I was laughing. I was like, Eddie, how long you been in here? And he goes, a little bit. I've been trying to get a button. You guys are quick. And I was like, yeah, you gotta be quick with me. I was fast on the draw with the button though.
Yeah. Were you in the channel that one night when Dr. Z was at the drive-thru at Burger King?
No. Oh, Dr. Z,
Oh
man, I miss him.
my God, I think Mandy and I were in that night, and we couldn't stop laughing because he's trying to order a certain burger, and the drive-thru worker kept, trying to correct him. He's like, "No, I know what I'm talking about."
Yeah, because like Dr. Z had that radio voice, truly.
It was so funny hearing him order a burger off the menu, and the drive-thru workers arguing with him.
Because Dr. Z would always come in and he'd be like, "Hello, ghost and paranormal. How are you doing? It's me, Dr. Z. Just checking in. Hope y'all are doing good." Like, oh, hey, buddy.
If I can find that in the Zello archives, I'm gonna definitely try to save it. That's
Oh,
one
yeah.
that is a hilarious, like,
Dude, yeah, if you can find that, yeah.
yeah, because I when I was there visiting you, Mandy brought it up, and I was like, yeah, I remember that night. Like,
I
her
miss
and I just could
Mick.
not stop laughing.
I miss Mick. Mick used to crack me up.
Mick.
Yeah, the Australian. You don't remember Mick? The guy from
Mick.
Australia that would come in there randomly from time to time?
No, I don't think,
Oh, man.
I
Yeah.
don't remember him.
Yeah, I think he was one of our only Australian members in there. But over in Australia, apparently the F-bomb is quite regular for their language. And he'd come in there and just start talking. He'd drop it a few times. We're like, Mick. Not telling you what to say, but just kind of ease up on the F bombs a little bit. He goes, "Oh, my bad. Yeah, my bad. I forgot. Sorry."
Yeah, I don't remember him.
Oh man, he was fun people.
I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to think who else was, well, there's the two characters that kind of,
Yeah, the names that did not mention.
yeah, we don't have to name their names, but they were quite the characters too, especially when she got going and she starts rambling.
Hey, honey, can you give me some bonbons and some Twinkies and a Coke from the kitchen? What?
I thought it was just funny because it's like they're pretty much talking. They're putting their, like, they're living their lives on the button. I'm like,
Yes.
yeah, it's like, hello, can you take that to
I think we've actually muted them a couple of times because we got sick of it.
private? Yeah, but those two, they were, especially her, because she when she get like she would just, you talk about
Random.
being random. You talk about being random. Like, she would just randomly be random.
Yes. I mean, like, we've been sitting here talking about like my next investigation or the past investigation, and all of a sudden she'd be like, "Yeah, I think my kitty is allergic to rice because I was bringing her back from the store the other day and some rice fell out and she ate it, and then now she's having allergic reactions." Like, the heck? What does that have to do with a price of China? like guesses, you know, like can you be any more just off the wall, Randall?
Oh man, that time we all had those moments where, like, for me, it was like I lost it when she was talking about, yeah, I came home and there was a trail of ants and the dog bowl and
what the.
And she's like, yeah, I just followed the trail of ants. And then for some reason I couldn't find my glasses. And then I found them like under a pile of towels. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, no, what was really funny is majority of us would be in the main group. They would come in and we would jump to the mod channel because we didn't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
And then they'd fight, figure out we were in the mod channel, and we're like, well, let's go over to this other channel because we don't want to talk to them. and then the other one would be like, where's everybody at? Everybody just disappeared. Yeah, you guys literally single-handedly killed the room.
Oh man.
And like, the intros were awesome too, because it was always like Gabriel, 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 Gabriel. Oh.
Yeah, Hogan, 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 Hogan.
that's it. I don't know how I learned to say everybody's name so fast. Some of them were tricky.
Oh, you remember the first time I did Little Mickey, and everybody in the room just lost it.
Yes, everyone was like, "What the heck?" And do you remember when I out-gayed the gay guy?
Oh, man. I think I was in there for that.
Yeah, because it was Ebony's friend that came in there. And I was like, I'm not going to do my Prada because I don't want to offend him. And she's like, no, go for it. He says, do it. So I was like, okay. And then me and you were going back and forth about it. And she goes, I can't keep up with that. And I was like, did I just out-gay a gay guy? Is that possible?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'd be sitting in the channel, I wouldn't say nothing, and then I'd just come out with Little Mickey out of nowhere.
Or my favorite is like you said, just out of nowhere start coming in, because I would listen to the chat while I'm doing something, and then everyone's all like, nobody's heard from Hogan. Is Hogan all right? I don't know. It shows he's in the box. And then like 10 minutes later, I'd be like, yep, I'm here. I'm good. Eating. Click. And like everyone would just stop. I'm like, what? Is that him? Yeah, my bad. I've been here for like 20 minutes, but I've been eating the whole time.
Hey, was it you or was it me that we were sitting in the channel for a long time, maybe like half an hour or more? And then one of us whispered someone's name and scared the bejesus out of them.
Me. That was me. I scared the bejesus out of Ebony because she, like she was in there talking to somebody and then it kind of just went quiet. And I keyed up and I was like, hey, Miss Ebony. And she keyed up and she was like, oh my God, you scared me. Don't do that again.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. I was dying when that happened.
Because I always try to scare at least one person a night in there, and Ebony, for some reason, was the only one I could ever really get.
Oh man.
I tried it in the Dark Wolf a few times, and he'd always be like, hey bro, what's up? I'm like, dang, I can't pay you. He's like, no.
I remember Dark Wolf would key up, and when he was work, and he could barely understand the guy because he was all congested from that dust he was working around. I was like, bro, you're gonna get sick around that.
And what was really funny is if he ever got pissed off with somebody, because I mean, 9 times out of 10 he was like Mr. Nice Guy, and somebody ever done pissed him off, man. I was like, well, I'm taking this bulldog off the chain. Y'all are in for a conversation now. good thing this isn't like an actual app that we can meet people in person, because I was like, right now you'd be dead. He'd kill you.
Yeah. Oh man, good times, man.
Yeah, great times, man. We may have to download the app again just for, you know, SNS.
Yeah.
Not really do anything, but just come up with our own little group and close it off where only 5 or 6 of us can get in there.
Yeah.
Man, we did have a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
Cause that.
Well, I don't know if that there's still that tension with Mandy and you know who. So
yeah, I don't know. I really haven't talked to her much myself. I know that she's going through a personal thing. I don't know if you know about it. I think you do.
Yeah.
But I haven't really talked to her too much, and there's no hard feelings toward her or anything. I just hope that she's doing good. I'm glad that her daughter came in there and figured out that somebody was using a modified version of Zello and was screwing with us, trying to hack with us, because we probably would have gone on for years without it knowing.
Yeah. Yeah, but if we do plan on getting something like that, yeah, it should just be. Yeah. It won't be much. There won't be many of us. Maybe 5, 6 at the most.
Yeah, but I mean, that'd be nostalgic more than anything.
Right.
I haven't even looked at the app in 2 years, so I don't know how it's changed.
Yeah, I haven't been on there. It's probably been about the same amount of time for me.
It's probably changed a whole lot.
Yeah.
Well, buddy, we've been talking for about an hour and 15 on this episode. I've got two other guys, I think, that want to do another episode with me. So I think tonight's going to be a unique night. I'm going to do two episodes.
All right.
I think I'm going to try to get with Mandy and maybe the Oracle and see if we, the three of, or the four of us, can't do an episode together.
Oh, and can you do that?
Do what?
You can have that many people on at one time?
Yeah. I was going to ask earlier, have you listened to all of my episodes of my podcast? Because
no, I think I heard probably the very first one you've done.
Yeah, you should go back and listen to the rest of them, because I've done one with Mike, and I've done one with Doug. I've done one with Mike and Doug. And then I've done did one with Big Pat, and then I did one with Big Pat, Doug, and Mike, and myself. There were four of us, so you can do multiple people.
That's pretty cool.
And then here for too long, my buddy from Pennsylvania, who I've not seen in years, he's going to do a podcast with me. We're going to catch up, kind of like me and you were doing. So I've got I've got several planned.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that'll be nice, man, to get us all in here and just, you know, having a night of shenanigans.
You should go back and listen to the last podcast before this one, dude. You'll die laughing. I died laughing every time I listened to it, and I was there.
All right.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and end this one and get it posted, and then I'm going to see about getting those other guys on here, because I don't know how long they're going to want to talk. And then I'm going to get me some food. I'd be hungry.
Yeah.
And I'll call you the next couple days, man, and I'm going to send you a link to this one.
Okay.
Well, alrighty, buddy. Well, you have a great night. Thanks for being on here, and if y'all have made it to this mark, thanks for staying tuned.
Alright, nice talking to you too, buddy.
Well, alright, you have a good one, brother.
You too.
Alrighty.
Alright.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, thank you all for tuning in for this special episode of the American Fish Yet podcast. I hope you all enjoyed it as much as I did making it. Stay tuned. There will be another episode tonight, hopefully, if all things go well. And I look forward to making more of these if you guys enjoy listening to them. So thanks for stopping in, and I hope you all have a great day. America Fish Yet.